Smells funny in here tonight.
Oh, sorry.
Reminds me of the dentist. What the hell is Marco cooking?
My apologies.
And what's going on? Piano feels weird. Keys are really slippy.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Nigel! Buona evening!
Marco! So sorry, Marco, I'm all over the place here.
Just like your accent.
And what is the problemo?
My playing, not sure what's going on.
Oh, really? I thought it sounded more like a flammy to moon than usual.
Hilarious.
I think there's something wrong with the piano. The keys seem really slippy.
Ah, it's probably because I have been cleaning them with an antibacterial spray on the hour, every hour.
Right.
I've just popped over to give it another go.
Ah, yeah, well, that explains the smell as well, then.
Yes. I have been tipped off, you see, Nigel.
Tipped off? About what?
I am expecting surprise hygiene inspection any day.
Right.
But it won't be a surprise.
Okay.
Because I am expecting it.
Yes, I see.
But I need to pass with flying colours.
Right, I don't think they'll be checking the piano keys, though, Marco.
I cannot risk it. I am on a final warning.
Oh, yeah, the veal incident.
The only fly in ointment...
apart from the swarms in the kitchen...
is that I have my next delivery of... specialer chicken and meat arriving any day.
Yeah, I'd have thought you'd have been put off by that whole turkey thing.
No, I have been assured this batch will definitely be dead on arrival.
Right.
Lovely doubly. Play for us, Nigel. Play.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, this is ridiculous. And that's stuck now.
Sorry, I can only apologise, ladies and gentlemen.
There's poetry, talks, and of course the main attraction, ta-da, music.
Right.
It actually sounds quite a good gig for once, Pav.
Thank you, Rachel. What do you reckon, Nige?
You know, I'll be honest, I've never been to a festival.
Or indeed ever wanted to go.
They're all a bit muddy and crusty, aren't they?
And that's just the people.
Things have moved on, Nige. This is a family-friendly festival, packed full of the middle classes glamping it up. It's all fairy lights and artisan bread. It's not Woodstock.
Right.
You can do your whole cover set, Rach. And get this. Allegra said you could be top of the bill Saturday night.
What? On the music stage?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Nige, that's pretty good.
I can get a load of flyers printed out, get Stan to hand them round. They're a captive audience. Literally, the fence is 12 foot high.
Well,
Think of the exposure. The bookings will roll in. Tia Maria will be the talk of the town.
Oh, we really must change that name.
Okay.
Brilliant. I'll text Allegra now. She'll be over the moon.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Stan.
Hi, Stan. Hey, Stan. Tia Maria headlining Lexington Arts Festival is go, go, go.
That is good news. I just read about the lineup. There are very interesting talks I would like to attend, if I have good disguise.
Do you still really need a disguise, Stan?
The Russians could be tracking my every move.
Well, I could do that. You spend most of the day hiding in my lavatory.
Oh, this is going to be a right laugh. We can have the whole weekend there. Camp overnight.
Whoa, hang on. We're camping?
Of course we will be, Nigel. It's a festival.
Well, I simply can't camp. Not after last time.
Last time?
Easter. 1979, with the Cubs.
What happened?
I spent a whole week in Tembe without going to the toilet. That's what happened.
I didn't enjoy it. I'm not the outdoor type.
Okay, I had to call Mum to come and pick me up early. I was so backed up I was scared to open my mouth.
Yeah, it's only one night, Nige. You'll survive.
I survive. Under stars many nights in Crimea, I was both hunter and hunted. I fish with bare hands, set traps for wild boar and drank water from polluted stream.
I imagine there'll be a Pim's tent, so you should be okay this time.
Pim's?
Absolutely. And a really good selection of local cheeses.
Look, I'm not sure about this.
Stop fussing, Nige. We've got the camper van and I've got a one-man tent.
Are they supposed to be the positives?
Sitting round the campfire, roasting marshmallows. Be lovely to get away from all this.
What, proper toilets and comfortable beds?
OK, OK.
At least it's quality time with Rachel. And if I restrict my diet to prune juice, should keep everything moving.
I'm in.
Ooh, that's Allegra. Oh, she's well chuffed. Says, can you pop round to hers at some point, Nige, so you can go through the tech spec?
Hardly worth the trip. It's just us and a guitar.
Tia and Maria are on the up, guys. No more crap gigs. No more going through the motions.
Yes, I'm hoping they won't be affected. Yeah, number 17. This is it. God, that ruddy song is haunting me.
Hello?
Hello, Allegra.
That's me.
Nigel. Nigel Penny?
Ah, one half of Tia Maria. Come on in.
Thank you. We will be changing that name.
Ooh, strong smell.
So, which half are you, Tia or Maria?
Neither, really. Well, I'm half of the duo, but we don't assign ourselves the individual moniker of Tia or Maria.
I was joking.
And you wonder why you find it hard to make friends, Nigel?
Please, sit down. Tea?
Yes, please.
What is that smell? Very cloying. It's getting in my throat.
I've got chamomile, peppermint, ginger, echinacea, lemon balm, you name it.
PG tips?
No, sorry. Only caffeine-free here, I'm afraid.
excuse me.
Well, the atmosphere's like treacle.
Just a glass of water, then.
I recycle my own from the garden. That okay?
Not really.
I've just had one, so I'm fine.
Oh, dear. You under the weather?
Sorry, it's just something sort of set me off.
Oh, it might be my diffuser. It's a strong cypress oil. I find it grounds my spirit.
Well, it's giving me a headache.
Oh, it's just a little tickle in the throat.
I can get you something for that. Hang on.
Don't worry.
It's a herbal remedy. Marshmallow root. You brew it with cold water. Works as mucilage. You get a thick, sticky substance that coats your membranes.
Right.
Do I want my membranes coated?
The antitussive properties help reduce irritation. Here you go.
Ah, is it legal?
It's from Holland and Barrett, Nigel.
Right. Ah, thanks. That's
undrinkable.
Lovely.
So, let's talk technical for the festival. Must say we're all delighted that you can do it.
Thank you. Yes, we're really looking forward to it.
Being in the past.
So, what's your full lineup? Obviously, you and Rachel out front. What about the rest of your band?
It's just guitar and vocal.
That it?
Yep.
Okay. Lighting design?
Whatever you've got, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Any pyros?
I don't know what they are.
I don't think so.
You'll need to let me know for the risk assessment form.
Right, then no pyros.
Right. Are you bringing your own set? Backdrop?
No, it's just us on stage, singing a few oldies.
No original material? Shame. This festival does pride itself on creativity.
Well, you know, I can certainly write something to get the crowd going.
Great. So, to recap, just a guitar and vocal mic? That's it?
Yes, that's us. Tia Maria.
Well, you're the professionals. You know what your audience like.
Neither of those statements is true.
You're on after Pete Wilson. You know him?
No.
Oh, he's an amazing performer. Quite edgy, though.
Well, we can be pretty edgy.
Yeah, some of those Carpenter's covers really push the envelope, Nigel.
But you've got to be these days to make any impact. That's what the kids expect, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Edgy, edgy, edgy. That's us.
Fantastic. So we're all good?
Yes, we are.
By which I mean, kill me now.
Well, thanks for coming round.
My pleasure. I'll leave you to it then.
Ooh, one other thing. Notice anything different?
Well, I'm even more worried than when I came in.
No.
You haven't coughed, have you?
Oh, no. No, I haven't.
Marshmallow root. Told you it would work.
Oh, yes. Amazing. Thank you.
If only you had a natural remedy for creeping dread. Blimey. Marco's really going overboard with the disinfectant. Almost enough to take my mind off the festival. but not quite. Now I've promised to come up with something edgy and original. What do people want at a festival? Apart from proper toilets. Maybe a druggy party anthem sing-along. That might do it. Well, it's going to have to. Just need to find the time to actually write it. Could do it now. I mean, there's literally no one here.
No! Dirty shoes! Dirty shoes! Out!
Because no customers have yet to achieve Marco's cleanliness criteria.
Nigel, where's your face mask?
It was a little bit itchy, Marco.
I cannot risk you contaminating the ristorante.
I've still got the rubber gloves on. See?
Alfonso's in Kenilworth have just filed their inspection.
Alfonso's? They're obviously targeting Italians, then.
Italian? It's not even his real name. He's Alfred. He's from Chipping Camden.
Well, you got a lot in common, then.
So, we need to be on the high alert. Lay on, Nigel!
That really gets in your throat. To be fair, the place is spotless, though. Should make the most of it, really. Be up to my neck in filth at the weekend. Oh, God, the song. Come on, Nigel. Let's see if you can get a little party groove going. Yeah, keep it simple, repetitive. That's what they're like, isn't it? Woo, woo! Woo, woo! Yeah, and just imagine the crowd. Eyes bulging, sweat pouring off them, out of their minds on a cocktail of God knows what. Put your hands in the air, woo, woo, like you just don't care. Oi, oi, this could be the inspector. Rachel?
Nigel?
Rachel, you okay?
Not really. Why are you playing to an empty room in rubber gloves?
It's a legitimate question.
There's a hygiene inspection on the cards. Marco's gone a bit over the top.
Have you seen these?
No, what are they?
Read it.
Pav Penny Entertainment Agency representing the stars of the future. Right, he's actually got our flyers printed then.
Not quite. Read on.
If you're looking for representation to get you to the next level, then we're the agency for you. Call Pav on the number below and let's get you on the first rung of the ladder to success. Right.
Yeah. He's talent scouting. No mention whatsoever of Tia Maria. We're the headline act, for goodness sake. We're on the main stage.
Yeah, I was meaning to chat to you about the name, actually, and our set.
He's so full of it. Oh, we'll fly the festival. The gigs will roll in. Yeah, they will, but for someone else.
Right.
God, it's infuriating. And it's not just that.
Right.
Me and him, we're not really getting on.
Right.
It's just really starting to get me down.
Right, I'm totally ill-equipped to deal with this.
I'm sorry to unload on you.
No, it's fine. Do I put my arm around her?
Oh, you're a good listener, Nige.
Should probably take the rubber gloves off first, though.
Shame Pav isn't a bit more like you.
Oh!
Sorry.
Oh, that was right in my eye!
Rachel!
Oh, hey, Marco.
Oh, you are a-crying.
No, Nigel nearly had me eye out.
Oh, here, have my hanky.
Oh, thank you.
And leave the premises immediately.
Oh, bloody hell, Mark!
I cannot have a bodily fluids in my ristorante. Out! Vai!
I'm going. See you later, Nigel.
Out!
Bye.
Nigel, they are closing in. Inspectores have been spotted at the kebab van on the bypass. I need you to do me a favour.
Okay.
There's no one here. Why is he whispering?
When you finish tonight, I need you to take a sack of chlorinated, let's call it chicken, with you.
Right.
Ask Pav to hide it. He knows what to do. I'll have it back after the inspection.
Okay.
Now put your rubber gloves back on and play! Play for us, Nigel! Oh, lovely, jubbly!
Well, that's easier said than done.
Oh, this is lovely, isn't it? An evening under the stars, crackling fire, glass of wine. What more could you want?
A flushing toilet, an actual bed.
Yeah, it's great.
You sure you don't want a glass?
I'm fine with my prune juice. Want to keep my bowels moving. Head clear for tomorrow.
Suppose Stan's out flyering for new talent with Pav?
No, I am here.
Oh, didn't see you there, Stan.
That is because I have been to face painting tent.
Yeah, wow. What is that?
I ask for Crimean Secret Service Army camouflage.
Well, you look like a zebra.
Well, whatever it is, it works.
I think it is best disguise yet.
I'm sure you're okay here, Stan.
You can never be too careful. And I want to attend a talk in debating tent on the annexation of Crimea tomorrow. This way I can anonymously air my views without fear of persecution.
Yeah, because no one's going to remember the opinionated zebra.
Hey all, how's it going?
Hi, Allegra.
Hi.
Just chilling out by the campfire?
Yes, though I suppose chilling by the campfire is the wrong phrase. What with the fire-emitting heat, we're more warming ourselves, really. Shut up, Nigel, just shut up.
Right. You guys all good for tomorrow?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You managed to see anything else yet?
I have been to face painting tent.
Yes, I can see that. What are you? Zebra?
Well, I wanted Crimean Secret Service Army camouflage. If I am zebra, then I shall ask for refund.
You okay, Nigel?
No. Yes!
You look a little pained?
I'm not sure Nigel's a natural camper. Bit uptight.
Oh, right.
I'm fine.
You're doing festivals all wrong, Nigel. You just need to loosen up a bit.
Which is why I've been drinking prune juice for the last 2 days.
I'm fine.
I can give you a little something to help ease the whole experience.
Honestly, I'm good.
Well, the marshmallow root worked, didn't it?
Oh, that's great, that stuff. I use that all the time.
Well, yes.
So, let Dr. Allegra dose you up again.
Sounds like she knows what she's on about, Nigel. And you do look very tense.
I swear by this stuff. Here, slippery elm.
Pop it in your drink, Nigel.
Slippery elm? I mean, what is that?
Powdered bark. All natural. Herbal remedy. Loosen you up in no time.
This stuff, you know, over the counter as well?
No, this is highly illegal.
What?
Of course it isn't. Not too bad, is it?
Well, it's made the prune juice even more unpalatable, which is going some. Lovely.
Well, best continue my rounds. See you tomorrow, yeah? Have a good night. Rock and roll.
Well, you can't get more rock and roll than staving off constipation with herbal tea.
Yeah, cheers, Allegra. Actually, maybe we should try and catch some of the other acts.
We should probably practice the new song, really.
Oh, we can do that tomorrow. Let's live a little tonight. Come on, what do you fancy?
Come on, Nigel. What would she really like to do?
Well, there is a talk on early Roman pottery that caught my eye.
Yeah, I was thinking more the dance tent.
They do have some extraordinary mosaics.
Hey, hey.
Oh, and I so nearly had her.
Were you all good? Enjoying the festival vibe?
Well, we were.
Great. You good, Nigel? Brilliant.
Handed out your leaflets?
Yes, I have.
Oh, found any new stars to promote.
Right. Are we really going to do this now?
Well, when would you rather do it, Pav?
I'd rather not do it in the middle of a field.
Okay, why don't we run through our new festival anthem?
Typical. Always running away from confrontation.
Is this just about the flyers?
Of course it's not just about the flyers, Pav. Are you totally oblivious?
Put your hands in the air, woo, woo, like you just don't care, woo, woo.
Yes, I'm annoyed that you're actually just touting for new business, but if you hadn't noticed, we seem to be falling apart.
Everybody in the place, woo, woo, let's get off our face, woo, woo.
Well, maybe if you weren't totally obsessed with your career, then you might have some time for us.
Me obsessed?
I just can't stop it. Woo, woo, give me a pill, I'll pop it. Woo, woo.
Well, excuse me for having a bit of ambition.
What? And me getting flyers printed and trying to build the agency isn't ambitious.
It's Lexington Arts Festival for drugs and sex and rock and roll.
Excuse me, do you mind? Can you keep it down? I actually have children in the next tent. Marcus and Tilly are trying to sleep.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
Thank you. Unbelievable.
Well, on that note, I'm going to bed. I'll take the one-man tent. Thank you.
Right. I'll sleep in the front seat of the van with Stan. Where is he?
I am here.
Whoa! Blimey, Stan, you frightened me to death.
How is new disguise?
Well, that's a tiger.
Looks good, Stan. Looks good.
You can sleep in the back, Nigel. Ah, Marco's chlorinated chicken. Forgotten I said I'd keep that for him.
Brilliant.
Perhaps you could sleep by fire in your guitar bag.
Perfect.
For who?
Happy campers. Night, Nige.
Night.
Yeah, no. Night. Right. Well, this is only 4 feet long. I'm only getting one leg in this. Yeah. Starting to feel a bit odd, actually. Ooh, very odd. Oh, I think that slippery arm is beginning to kick in. Whoa. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Where the hell have you been, Nigel? Oh, my God, what happened?
Ooh, where to start?
Well, I didn't sleep. Whatever it was that Allegra gave me meant that I have spent quite a lot more time in the chemical toilet than I was envisaging.
Well, you're on in 5 minutes.
Where are your wellies?
I lost them in the mud on one of the many journeys between the campsite and the lavatory.
You're filthy.
I got lost in the dark at one point. I tried to get in that annoyed bloke's tent by mistake.
Other than all that, though, you good to go, yeah?
What? Are you joking, Pav? I can't go on like this. I mean, I can't think straight. The sweat is pouring off me.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Ready to roll?
Absolutely 100% no.
Yes, we are, Allegra. Tia Maria are primed and ready.
Great. You okay, Nigel? Look a little frazzled. Good night, was it?
Not particularly. That slippery elm didn't agree with me.
Really? I've never had any trouble. Like I said, as long as you don't mix it with fruit juice, you're fine.
Well, you didn't say that.
Oh! Sounds like Pirate Pete's puppet Panto has got the kids well and truly warmed up for you.
Pirate Pete? A Panto?
What? Yes. He's always a hit on the children's stage.
What?
Pav!
Right. Are we ready to do this?
That's him done. I'll get him off and announce you. Good luck!
Pav! Now, hang on.
The children's stage?
You see? That's why I didn't tell you. I knew you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and you'd be right. What makes you think I'm going to walk on there now and do Nigel's drugged-up dance anthem to 200 five-year-olds?
Wait, listen. I've got a producer from CBeebies in.
What?
That's why I've not been pushing Tia Maria. I know you can make it on your own, Rachel. You don't need Nigel.
None taken.
Look, this producer's in the crowd somewhere. I emailed him your showreel. He loved it. Thought you'd be great. This could be a real chance.
Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
Well, it is. But maybe you could have surprised me last week rather than 30 seconds before we go on.
Sorry, Rachel. I ballsed up. I should have told you, but it could still change everything.
Well, I mean, there's no way we can do this now.
Oh, hang on a minute, Nigel.
One more big round of applause for Pirate Pete and his amazing puppet Panto.
I have to take this opportunity, Nigel.
What?
Well, it's a chance, a real chance.
And we can't let Allegra down.
You guys ready for the next act?
All those poor little children.
I can't, Pav. I mean, I'm hallucinating here. What about the song?
For me, Nigel, please.
I said, are you ready for the next act?
Good, well, you haven't got an act. It's either Carpenter's covers or a song that glorifies drug taking.
Improvise, Nigel. Turn it into an anti-drugs anthem. Just say no, that kind of thing. I'll do the woo-woos, get the kids to join in and dance around a bit. Oh, come on, this is a chance.
You can do it, Nigel.
Well, give a great big festival welcome to your headline act, Tia Maria.
Oh, well, that'll mean nothing to them for a start.
Good luck, guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so hot. This slippery elm is coming in waves.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Pitch it up a bit, Nigel.
I said, good afternoon, everyone.
Are you Tia or Maria?
What? Well, I mean, we don't assign ourselves the individual moniker of Tia or Maria.
My God, I'm losing them already.
Just start the song, Nigel.
Right. Does anyone here like singing?
You, hopefully.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Well, here's a song with a very important message.
Probably. Let's see how it pans out.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Come on, everyone, on your feet! Yeah, that's right!
Put your your hands in the air.
Woo-hoo.
If you don't like drugs, keep them there.
Woo-hoo.
Drugs are for mugs.
Woo-hoo.
Everyone in the place,
woo-hoo.
Don't get off your face.
Woo-hoo.
You know what to do.
Woo-hoo.
You say no, no thank you.
Right, I've seen enough.
Sorry?
Yes, I thought it was you. Did you think by covering yourself in mud that I wouldn't recognise you?
Is this part of the act?
Not only did you keep my family awake half the night with your constant trips to the toilet, you are now trying to educate our children against the perils of narcotics, whilst clearly under the influence of a cocktail of illicit substances.
It's the slippery elm. I think it reacted with the prune juice.
In all my years as a children's television producer, I've never witnessed anyone less suitable for the task of entertaining children. Come on, Marcus, Tilly. There's a man made up as a tiger doing a talk on the annexation of Crimea, just in the next field. Let's go and see that instead.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Nigel.
And to top it all, I'm late for my shift at Marco's. Oh, phew. Made it. Only a few minutes late. Hopefully Marco hasn't noticed. Oh, I still feel very odd, to be honest. Slippery elm still coursing through my system.
Nigel!
Hi, Marco.
Where are your shoes?
Oh, yeah, I lost them at the festival.
And you were covered in mud!
Yes, perhaps I should have popped home first for a shower, but to be honest, I'm not quite feeling myself, Marco. I took some herbal substance that, to be frank, is probably one of the most effective laxatives I have ever experienced in my life. It's said on the internet they use it to expel tapeworms. I mean, I've hardly slept and I've just had an absolute stinker of a gig. Top five, certainly. I mean, and that's saying something. Oh, I'm all over the place, but, you know, don't worry, I'm here now. And oh, yeah, I brought your chicken back. How did the inspection go, by the way?
Is it due to start? Oh, right about now.
Right.
Just say no, no. Just say no. Just say no, no. Just say no.
Mr. Muzak, with Nigel, played by Richie Webb, Rachel by Jess Robinson, Pav by Paul G. Raymond, Stan by Dave Lamb, Marco by Jim North, Allegra by Anna Morris, and The Boy in the Crowd by Ned North. It was directed by Nick Walker, written and produced by Richie Webb, and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.